Definiteness of purpose. The importance of definiteness of purpose had better be clear to you by now. You know that it is the beginning of all achievements when it is tied to a strong, compelling motive. If you haven't yet made up your mind about your definite purpose, go back to the first chapter and write out your major objective in life and your plans for attaining it. This is the first step in self-discipline. Even infinite intelligence can't help you get where you're going if you haven't made up your mind about exactly where you want to go. There's an old joke about a preacher who was stranded on the roof of his church in the flood. As the waters rose higher around him, he prayed fervently for God to rescue him. "The Lord will provide," he told himself. Soon a boat floated by. The occupants called to the preacher to swim to them. "Don't worry about me," the preacher called back. "The Lord will provide." Reluctantly, the people on the boat went on. The waters rose higher and soon were lapping around the knees of the man of God. Another boat appeared within a few yards of the church rooftop. The rescuers inside called to the preacher, and again he replied, "The Lord will provide." This boat went on, and the preacher prayed even more fervently. Just as the water reached the preacher's chin, a third boat appeared. It came so close that the preacher could have jumped right on. But the terrified man clutched his steeple and cried, "Save someone else! The Lord will provide for me!" And the boat went on. Within a few minutes, the water closed over the preacher's head, and he drowned. Reaching the gates of heaven, he asked for an immediate audience with the Lord, which was granted. In the divine presence, the preacher humbled himself and asked, "Heavenly Father, my work on earth was not yet finished. Why didn't you save me?" "Good grief," came the reply. "I thought you wanted to come here. I sent you three boats, didn't I?" Self-discipline makes you jump when your boat comes by. The power of self-discipline. When you speak of power, you usually think of a Rockefeller or a Trump, somebody with money or property. But one of the most powerful men who ever lived had neither. Mahatma Gandhi didn't own a house, he had no money, but his influence eclipses that of any other person of this century. That's an outstanding statement until you look at it and analyze the source of Gandhi's power. Here was a man who over long years, step by step, defeated the British Empire. He wrested freedom for India from the British by using a power His Majesty's government didn't understand. There were five sources to his power. Definiteness of purpose. Gandhi's purpose was to free the people of India. He knew precisely what he wanted, what his major aim in life was, and he was determined that nothing would defeat him. Going the extra mile. No one asked Gandhi to spend his life as he did. No one paid him to do so. He did not have a selfish purpose. He did not think in terms of personal reward. He went not only the extra mile, but millions of extra miles, because he was planning to benefit the 400 million people living in his country. No wonder he had power. Applied faith. Gandhi completely cleared his mind of any doubt that he would eventually win the freedom he desired for his people. He kept his mind securely fixed on his definite major purpose, and this resolute purpose and his persistent action to achieve it opened his mind to the power of infinite intelligence. Mastermind. Gandhi assembled what is probably the greatest mastermind alliance in human history. It consisted of hundreds of millions of minds. Many of these minds may have been lacking in formal education, but each had the capacity for faith and a burning desire to achieve the goal of freedom Gandhi was leading it toward. No power in the world could have defeated such a powerful mastermind alliance, except an even larger one. Self-discipline. How do you suppose Gandhi managed to keep his mind focused on one definite major purpose all those years? He must have had many opportunities to capitalize on his situation or to use his power for his personal benefit. Anyone who had the power Gandhi had might have been tempted by such opportunities. But he had the self-discipline to lead a simple life, and thus he had the self-discipline to free a nation.